What's up, everyone? James here, and welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. A few weeks ago, I watched on a local news channel here in the UK a segment about how unethical it is to keep fish in aquariums, and the suggestion from the article was that we should be re-releasing animals in fish tanks or public aquariums back into the wild. It sort of made me wonder what they were smoking when this suggestion was thought of, as to many, including myself, this seems like an absolutely dumb idea. If we take a minute to really think about this idea, it becomes ever more bizarre as a suggestion, especially considering, say, at a local hobby level, most fish are bred in the hobby and don't have any experience living in the conditions or water parameters of those found in the animals' natural habitats. As we discussed previously on water conditions, we see that sometimes, firstly, these environments might not be the optimum conditions, and just because it's where the species of fish comes from does not mean that it would now thrive in an environment it's not used to. It could, as many know in the hobby, cause a shock with such a dramatic change in conditions. Yes, many fish are hardier than they once were through domestic breeding, but is it a fair point to put them through all this unnecessary stress? Let's take it back to an early episode I did in talking about the insane journey of our fish. We talked in that episode about how fish travel to our homes from either the wild and fish farms through our postal services, and the stressful conditions met with changing water parameters, the ongoing temperature changes, and being knocked about in transit, then arriving in our homes to be met with a whole new world of environmental changes or stress. Is it then ethical, really, to make these fish go through yet another bout of these things to get back to their wild habitats? It seems, in my view, a very contradicting statement to make, really. So, let's view it from the other point of view, then, just for fairness of an argument or debate, that yeah, I think we all understand that our pets, regardless of what they are, ultimately are best placed in their natural environments, so it makes sense to assume that keeping them in our homes or public aquariums is not the greatest place for them, especially when we get to the larger animals within the hobby, such as sharks, whales, or even fish like arowanas, which ultimately, no matter how big the aquarium or fish tank you have, are still put in a large animal which requires, in some situations, a colossal amount of water volume to even give it half a chance at being comfortable. So I do agree that there is some valid elements to this view. I think the controversy of keeping animals in captivity has always been up for debate. Given the many documentaries on killer whales that there has been, it can show you that sometimes maybe keeping them isn't the best idea, especially when made to do tricks to entertain, or once placed in smaller environments which end up jumping out of our aquariums and dying. We have to remember the hobby, no matter how great and caring many fish keepers are, there is still an insane amount of newcomers, amateurs, or people who know best caring for these animals in bizarre ways. Placing better fish in jars, goldfish in bowls, mixing fish from different environments, or aggressive with peaceful fish. Companies coming up with glowfish or stupid unnatural products to sell us, ornamental fish with deformities like flower horns. It's no wonder there is such debate as to the ethical practices found in the hobby today. Most fish, maybe more in our homes, would have their lifespans halved, sometimes relating to the hobbyist being bored, life commitments getting in the way, and a whole load more factors. I will say this. There does come a massive counter-argument to this point in that, yes, this is happening, but you could say it's done out of the welfare of the animal at the end of the day. Doing tricks earns money, which in turn could be invested in the animal's care and breeding programs. I think sometimes viewpoints such as this go unnoticed when we realize that no matter how ethical we are as humans, we are our own downfall at the end of the day. We destroy habitats to create homes, we overfish in areas causing ecological impacts on oceans and rivers, which results in endangered species. It then requires some charities to put these animals in captivity to help conserve them from their extinction in the wild. What's the right choice? Who knows, right? This argument is one that could go round and round for years. Public aquariums, I think, are slightly different in that these are often trained specialists and are ultimately being paid to care for the animals full time, so there is more going on here than just a lack of care. If anything, I'd say most of the time it's done for the welfare of the animals. I'm no expert though, so I can't say for sure. Let's talk for a moment that, okay, say we did just uplift all the animals from our homes and aquariums and dump them back into rivers. What kind of ecological impact would that have, do you think? Do we assume nature will just figure it out, or will it just cause a chain reaction once more to some could argue unstable environment as it is? Would it be right for us to throw millions of clownfish back into the Great Barrier Reef? What about flowerhorn fish? We know that they can be ridiculously aggressive, and being bred in the hobby, where do you place them, as technically this fish doesn't have a natural habitat? So, would it upset the stability of a river it's placed in, attacking other fish and causing another disruption? What about fish like goldfish, which are not found as the big, bright orange colours they are in our shops, in the wild? Being such a vibrant colour, are they then susceptible to predators as easy prey? So would it be the case that they end up getting wiped out quicker than in our homes? Let's forget predators. Many recent studies show that goldfish are a massive invasive species, and due to the sizes that they can grow, can cause a lot of damage on an ecosystem, especially placed in the wrong ones, which unfortunately we know happens with many people throwing them down the toilet or releasing them into the river down the road from their house, which just think are then introducing parasites that are not found in the area, consuming plants, insects, and threatening local fish in the area. So shows that, yeah, I get the idea of animals not being in aquariums, but are we not too far down the rabbit hole with a world of fish bred in the hobby to go back? It's hard to tell for sure, but I'd say it's worth thinking about. For me, it's a hard one to know what's best really. I get the argument of fish not ideally being suited for our homes. It's safe to say that about any animal, however, but I do think we would end up causing more damage than it's worth. If it was the case that there was a law to stop fish being removed from nature, for one, I think it would be impossible to control. And does this include fish we hunt for food? I think maybe if we had to go down the route, then surely the better option would be just to put a stop to sales of fish in shops, remove aquariums from being supplied, and let the hobby slowly die off until the only fish on our planet are found in their habitats. Or, better still, could we not work as a hobby to push this in a direction which keeps it going but has a better ethical practice? Stop all the crap sold in the hobby for a start. Ensure policies for fish sales in stores are more stricter. For me, it's all about the promotion on better education. Yeah, we could blame people for not researching fish before buying, but there needs to be better encouragement, as I've said many times before with shops. Stop keeping fish in jars, create environments to inspire newcomers or even seasoned hobbyists. Just because someone's been keeping fish for 20 years, don't make that person an expert, does it? I've seen countless aquariums from fish keepers with bubble chests in their tanks, fish of all varieties mixed and killing each other, the whole lot. It all comes down to better education in my view. All of us, whether you are one person or a massive chain business, have a responsibility to ensure the hobby is promoted as a positive place and that we go above what's expected in a hobby of caring for animals. We could work closer with conservationists about ensuring impacts are minimal to their natural environments and help segregate the hobby, becoming a self-sustaining one in which animals are not harbored from their natural habitats, and try to, if we can, encourage breeding domestically. Yeah, it's not always possible, but then if it's not, maybe we accept, as a hobby, that this specific animal shouldn't be kept in a fish tank. In my view, this is the compromise, really. Ultimately, we all want to keep fish in our homes. As for many, they bring us that little slice of serenity after a long, stressful day. So it wouldn't be nice to have this taken away from us. But we do have to be respectful of what we are doing and ensure that we are, at the end of the day, protecting the very animals we want to keep in our homes. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you in the next one. If you enjoyed this episode, why not head over to my YouTube channel for more aquarium goodness, or head over to my social media platforms if you want to follow along or talk about your experiences within the hobby. I'd love to hear your thoughts. All the links are in the episode notes to this podcast. And until next time, you stay safe.